It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is off today. Coming up, we discuss a new UW project that will help identify the remains of Americans' fallen soldiers in wars going back to World War II. First, the president of soccer organization FIFA officially resigned this week, less than a week after he was re-elected to the post as the head of soccer's governing organization. The resignation came during a huge corruption scandal. Last Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Justice indicted 14 men, over half of them FIFA officials, for corruption over a period of two decades. Swiss authorities arrested seven of them in Zurich at the request of the U.S. Andre Markowitz is here with us to explain the scandal. He's a professor of political science and German studies at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. He's the co-author of books including Offside, Soccer and American Exceptionalism, along with Gaming the World, How Sports Are Reshaping Global Politics and Culture. Andy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So in your writing, you made an analogy, something like FIFA is to soccer as the Vatican hierarchy is to Catholicism. How important is FIFA in the soccer world?
Well, it's all important and not important. Let me start with the second. This whole thing is predicated on the total sort of love for and the attraction of this game. This Saturday, Juventus Turin and Barcelona will play for the Champions League at the Champions League final in Berlin, which will be watched probably by about a billion people. Trust me, not one of those billion people will ever kind of worry about, oh, you know, there's actually an organization lording all over this match and over everything soccer where folks are not exactly sort of straight and have really made hundreds of millions of dollars. So you have to separate the two, but the reason that FIFA and the officials could be so corrupt is precisely because they're a monopoly, precisely because they're lording over a public good, which is, what economists would say, perfectly price inelastic, meaning regardless of who it's run by, people will watch it and want to consume it. And precisely because everybody wants to be the host of these rare occasions like the World Cup, that's why you have unbelievable corruption. You don't have corruption for the World Championship in the shot put or the discus or virtually all the other things that are basically the Olympic sport, but you do in this. And so there are two levels here that one has to look at. And clearly FIFA, since 1904, its founding in Paris, has been the sole jurisdictional body of what is association football, called football by much of the world, but soccer, which is a shortened British slang term, by Americans, Australians, and various other folks.
Now, for people, Andy, who have just been watching the headlines here, what's the nature of the corruption we're talking about that led to all these charges that are at the heart of this scandal?
Well, it's precisely due to the unbelievable desirability of hosting World Cups and other tournaments that you had massive payola of officials to vote for certain countries to host these things. And in this context, you had people whose votes were bought by various actors, precisely because what they offered, namely the venues for these important events, was so dear to billions of people. And this corruption has gone on for decades and decades. This is nothing new. There have been books on this. I could fill up my entire library with, in German, in all kind of BBC, all kinds of things, where, in fact, you see this corruption, and this was known to all. But now it's for the first time, basically, a state power has intervened. And the reason that the United States intervened here is because American banks were used, because, in fact, an American guy who was a very, very high up in something called CONCACAF, which is our, which is the region that includes the United States. It's basically all of North America plus Central America, Mexico, Honduras, and so on. In there, there was actually a guy who was deeply, deeply corrupt, an American by the name of Chuck Blazer, who has now started to speak and started to spill the goods. And this, among others, has started a whole thing which leads clearly up to possibly Mr. Blatter.
Talking to Andy Markovitz about the ongoing scandal in the soccer or football world surrounding FIFA, the big international soccer organization. Is anything going to change? These big charges, unprecedented in ways, coming from the United States. Is this going to change the nature of FIFA and the way the money is managed in the world of soccer?
That's a very good question to which I don't have the answer, but there's no question also that this is a major watershed. How it will play out, I have no idea. Let's talk again in a couple of months. I, in a piece in the Huffington Post, have argued, and which is picked up in Europe and so on, that UEFA, which is by far and away the most powerful and strongest federation, the European Union of Football Association, just split. The reason why you couldn't split, and that's very important for your listeners to understand, is that were you to, I mean, the European countries or the Champions League does not need FIFA. Real Madrid, Barcelona, Manchester United, and Bayern do not need FIFA. They can play on their own. But the minute they were to do this in the old regime, FIFA would declare them outlaws. And in fact, all the clubs and above all, also their players would actually not be playing soccer. It would actually be something else. And above all, and this is the most important thing, in the world of soccer, since its beginning in 1872, there are two sort of tracks that are equally important to every player, club and country. And as long as it's important for Lionel Messi and for Ronaldo to play for Argentina and Portugal, respectively, as long as that is the case, and since the country games are completely controlled by FIFA, the clubs actually cannot split because their players would not be allowed to play for their country, and this matters to them. If, in fact, it would not matter to them, FIFA's magic would be over in 1 second. Now, how this will play out is unclear. I think there is a chance that UEFA might split, which will mean that there's total chaos, that there would, in fact, be rival global organizations. It's unlikely. I think it should, but for that I don't have time in these few minutes that you allow me to argue why it should do this. So I think it's an open thing, totally unexpected, and really a watershed. This is something completely new.
Andy, as we wrap up, the money is there, and that's not going to go away. You say so many people love the game. There's going to be money, but people point toward transparency. FIFA is this inscrutable black box. We don't know how these decisions are going to be made. Could there be transparency reforms that take some of the corruption out so we at least can follow the money and it goes legally?
Look. As I said before, who asks for transparency? I'm not going to ask for transparency this Saturday when I watch this great game. I don't watch transparency when I'm following my beloved Manchester United. People, there's a two, and that's, and the FIFA people know this. So, in fact, yes, there is kind of a demand sort of on a higher, more or kind of ethereal level that this should be run like a, you know, clean democracy, whatever. But ultimately, as long as what really matters to the billions of fans is the game itself, I don't think that we really will demand for that to happen. Again, if it's a monopoly, and of course an uncontrolled one, I really believe in structures that lead to these, are just very conducive to corruption. I don't think that these guys are particularly evil in and of themselves. They're not. But because The good is so desired, and everything around it is so desired. Who is hosting the World Cup, or who is hosting the Champions League final, on and on and on. You know, I think that the temptation for this will be very high. And yes, there will be some form of transparency, but it's really not driving your normal the population of soccer fans.
Andy, I hope we can talk soccer again sometime. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Andre Markovitz, professor of political science at the University of Michigan, co-author of books including Offside, Soccer, and American Exceptionalism, talking about the latest news on the FIFA, the international soccer scandals.